Now, obviously, this is a story with so much play on the radio, on TV, on the internet. It is difficult to keep from your kids, and it's difficult to explain, even to your teenagers, perhaps.
Here with some insight, Dr. Patricia Dalton. She's a clinical psychologist. Thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, you're welcome.
You know, for all of us, before we talk specifically about the kids, it seems as if we're all sort of traumatized by events like this.
Well, and I think the fact that they've seemed to come with more frequency than they did decades ago is additionally disturbing.
We have little kids. There are teenagers, of course, in many families. Let's start with the teens. How should parents talk to them about this shooting and any fears they might have as a result of it?
Well, I think teenagers need to be leveled with. What almost always comes out about these shooters is that they were, one, mentally ill in some way, and number two, socially isolated, and that those are two risk factors in these situations, and they can, each one thing exacerbates the other thing. And so to have the kids take seriously if they see any signs like this in their friends.
Now, that's one thing dealing with the teens. Our smaller children hear about things like this and don't quite know what to make of it because they believe all people are good.
Well, and smaller kids, too, don't have the defenses that come with puberty and adolescence. I think the best thing to do is not talk about this stuff in front of the kids with other adults. Turn the TV off. Turn the radio off. All it's going to do is upset the younger ones. If they do hear it and they come to ask their parents about it, parents need to say to them, these aren't things that happen very often. I'm not worried it's going to happen to me or happen to you. There's something wrong with that person. And just leave it go. If the parent shows a whole lot of anxiety and or turmoil themselves to the child, it becomes sort of contagious. So I think parents need to sort of steady their children.
All right, Dr. Dalton, thank you as always for joining us.
You're welcome.
Dr. Patricia Dalton, a clinical psychologist, talking with us there about what to say and to expect to possibly hear from your kids following this terrible event.